Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, number two, and we are tracking Hurricane Michael, which continues to hold its strength. In fact, indications are it is continuing to strengthen a slight bit in the last little bit. We wanted to get an update as well on what's happening. Richard Llewellyn, meteorologist with the Weather Channel, joining us. If I see correctly from the last report, it looks like the pressure has actually dropped a little more by 3 millibars. Do I see that correctly?
Yeah, down to 928 millibars. If you want to run a comparison to other hurricanes throughout history, the Lake Okeechobee hurricane of 1928 was a 929 millibar hurricane, and Andrew was 922. So we're just 6 millibars away from this being comparable to what Hurricane Andrew was when it rolled into South Florida in 1992. It's already surpassed a lot of big names on the list. Hugo was one of the names that was on the list, and it's already surpassed the pressure on that. The winds are 145 miles per hour. There is still a chance over the next 3 to 4 hours before the storm makes landfall right over Panama City that it could strengthen to a Category 5 hurricane. There's still that chance that could happen, and that's what we're going to be watching as it continues to make its way toward the coast in the next 3 to 4 hours.
What are we talking about in terms of what this storm will look like once, I mean, if you're talking 3 or 4 hours at this strength, what does that look like on the coast?
The damage is going to be catastrophic. We are going to see, buildings, the outside of large buildings like skyscrapers, those will actually start to, the outside of the buildings will actually start to fail. We're talking about mobile homes and buildings like that, that basically they could lose their roof. Good structured homes could lose their roof in storm winds that strong. And, of course, we're going to be talking about thousands of trees and thousands of power lines are going to be coming down. The power crews are staged all over Florida waiting to come back in once the storm goes by. But this is going to be a catastrophic event for the Florida Panhandle. And, of course, Panama City Beach, very popular vacation destination. I was just there a month ago, and, it's amazing how much building that has gone on there in the last 20 years. And this is going to put a lot of those new building codes to the test in the Florida Panhandle to see exactly how well these structures will hold up in this type of a hurricane. A lot of older structures that were built probably in the 1970s before the better building codes came along, they may be in some serious trouble as we could see some catastrophic building failures as a result of winds this powerful working their way onshore.
We're talking with Richard Llewellyn from the Weather Channel. I'm curious, based on where the storm is now and its strength, a Category 4, 145 miles an hour, what do we expect once this storm reaches areas like Greenville and Spartanburg and Charlotte?
Well, by the time it gets into the Carolinas, it is going to be a shell of itself by the time it gets up into the Carolinas. Of course, it's going to be probably a major hurricane all the way up into southwest Georgia, and then over central Georgia tonight, it'll probably start to lose that hurricane moniker and become a tropical storm, and will be a tropical storm all the way up through the Carolinas, probably staying a tropical storm all the way up to the Hampton Roads. For us, it's going to mean strong gusty winds and a good chance of rain for us as we make our way through the day tomorrow. In fact, we have seen some inland tropical storm watches and a few inland tropical storm warnings that have been posted for a number of counties, including Chester, Lawrence, Union, and York counties, and tropical storm warnings have been issued for Elbert and Greenwood in anticipation of the strong winds working up into the Charlotte metro during the morning hours tomorrow. And of course, not only that, but there's that potential for flash flooding, as we could see rainfall amounts of anywhere from 3 to 8 inches across the Carolinas as the storm continues to lift on off toward the north.
So we should definitely be prepared for this tomorrow. And the one consolation that we were talking about earlier is this storm's moving through pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, this is going to be a quick hit. We'll see the shower and thunderstorm activity really start to increase this afternoon and continue through the night tonight. A wind-driven rain is expected through the morning commute tomorrow, with even a few thunderstorms possible. Can't rule out the risk of an isolated tornado tomorrow, because these tropical systems have a knack to produce weak spin-ups of tornadoes, so we do have that chance to see that tomorrow morning as well. But as we move into tomorrow afternoon, the system will continue to work its way on up into portions of the North Carolina, eastern North Carolina, on up into Virginia, and it will move out into the Atlantic during the nighttime hours tomorrow night, and then it's smooth sailing for us through the weekend.
All right, and we certainly look forward to this, some actual fall weather to come in for the fall. What a novel idea. Richard Lewelling, thanks a lot for joining us, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll continue to follow this storm as it moves through. And as he was describing there, we can expect some high winds, also rain, lots of rain. So if you need to make any preparations, do that now. It's not the kind of threat that we were concerned about with Florence, but we should not let our guard down. It's very important that we not do that. The previous hour, we were talking about this issue of civility and what the left has been doing. We've got some more audio to share with you in this regard. Wonderful people like Maxine Waters. Talk about total opposites here. We're also going to hear from Rand Paul, who knows a little something about incivility, being on the receiving end of that. Some of your texts that have come in, making fun of Hillary. Raw, evil Republicans want all the power, so they can just let people do what they want. What tyranny? I've heard that same thing said about libertarians. Yeah, they're fighting for the right for you to have your freedom. Those terrible people. Yes, Hillary, we remember all the evil stuff you and Cigar Bill have done to our country. So just shut up. Vince Clinton's one to talk, especially about not hearing women after attacking women who came against her husband. Yeah, they had this whole bimbo eruption squad. Do you remember that? Oh, and you know who was one of the participants in this? George Stephanopoulos, who's now a wonderful journalist for ABC. That, to me, is one of the biggest jokes. That whole, you know, I hate these morning shows. Cannot stand them. And if I were to watch one, that would be the last one I would watch, would be ABC. Doesn't this guy remind you of a weasel? There's just something just slimy about him. Always been slimy about this guy. Vince, I'm laughing about what Hildeby said. What a sore loser. That's from Michelle. Another person warning, Hillary should not mix alcohol and prescription drugs before any interview. Oh, my goodness. Coming up. As I mentioned, you will hear from Maxine Waters. I know, you're so excited. But there are some words of wisdom from Rand Paul. In fact, I would call them words of warning. We'll share this with you coming up. Oh. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Wow. Just looking at the images of this storm as it edges closer to the Florida coast. As I told you, we're going to continue to follow this because this storm in some form is headed our way and we'll want to stay on top of this. We gave you a heads up just in case you want to have your zigzag nearby that you would be hearing from the likes of Maxine Waters. You know, the one who says, impeach 45! And some of you said it sounds like she's saying impeach Barney Fife. You know? Oh, my goodness. Now, I have a question I want to ask you Do you have Maxine Waters ready to go over there, Johnny? I have a question I want to pose after you listen to this. Here is Maxine.
They're trying to change the description of protest and call it a mob. Well, this president is the poster boy for what a mob protester looks like. He is, a matter of fact, he's the one who has been violent in his speech. He's the one in his rallies that said things like this: I'd like to punch him in the face. Trump said that at one of his rallies. He said, knock the crap out of them, would you? And seriously, okay, just knock the hell. I mean, I promise I will pay the legal fees. That's the kind of talk that he has done. That's violent talk. We don't have that kind of talk that has come from the women who are protesting.
You know, and I've said this before. I called out the president at that time, the candidate for president, Donald Trump, for those comments. Those were really inappropriate, profoundly inappropriate. But at the same time, again, they don't make an excuse. What she's trying to do is make an excuse for what these morons are doing now. That's what is happening. They're trying to provide cover. And this is very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. Now, how dangerous? Well, who better to ask than a person who's actually been on the receiving end of violence? Before we get there, let me ask you a question. So she referred to Donald Trump as a poster boy. Let me ask you a question. If you are a Republican, how do you think the media would respond if you were to refer to Barack Obama as a poster boy for anything? I'm just asking. Just putting that out there. What do you think the media would have done with that? So if we're not thinking about in sexual terms, in terms of men, women, we're not thinking in terms of racial ideas or racial identities, if language is language and we can say the same thing and should be saying the same things about people, no matter what their race, their color, their gender, whatever, it should be acceptable just to use the same language. But again, I raise the question. How do you think Maxine Waters would have reacted if we referred to Barack Obama as a poster boy for socialism? My goodness, that person's political career would be over. I guarantee it. Just thought I'd put that idea out there. Again, another example of a double standard. So who is it who knows a lot about politically driven anger and violence? Well, how about a guy who has actually experienced broken ribs at the hands of his own neighbor? I'm talking about Rand Paul, who's very concerned about what's happening now with the level of discourse coming out of Democrats. This is part of a conversation that took place on the Fox News channel. The concern expressed by Rand Paul. Listen up.
You have Maxine Waters who's saying, get in people's faces. You have Hillary Clinton that's saying, if you want civility, then you're going to have to wait till the Democrats are in power. You have a big fear about this rhetoric and how it's going to affect. Your fear is that someone's going to get killed eventually, right?
Yeah, someone almost did. I was there at the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very, very angry, violent man who was incited really by rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came onto the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, this is for health care. He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans in his pocket that he was willing to kill. Mm-hmm. So what happens when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize that there are a lot of unstable people out there. There are people with anger issues. There are people that are prone to violence. They might even live next door to you. You don't know where these people are. But what we shouldn't do is incite people to violence. And so we've asked Cory Booker to retract those words. We've asked the Democrats in general to try to ratchet it down and say, look, we want peaceful dialogue.
What do you say? Is he going to retract?
We've heard indirectly from him that he didn't intend to incite violence. And I take him at his word on that. I don't think his intention is to call people to be violent. But getting up in someone's face, really kind of does sound like you want them to get you know, nose to nose with them. And the problem is rational people might back down. But what's going to happen when the guy comes with a gun to a rally or comes with a knife to a rally? There is going to be an assassination if this doesn't ratchet down. And I think the other side needs to really calm the rhetoric down.
He's absolutely right. You know, the reference, you heard the reference to his next door neighbor? That was serious. This guy had several broken ribs. So you've probably also seen a lot of the security that has been put in place for members of Congress, for senators, and also at particular locations like the Supreme Court. And violence begets violence. This is one of my other concerns when you've got people who carry out one action, and very often it's the reaction that just continues a cycle. I don't know about you, but this is not what I'm looking for. It really isn't. Texter says what scares me is the indoctrination of college kids. They're young, strong, live off their parents or student loans with time on their hands for picketing and violence. Boy, that's a terrible formula, isn't it? Now the lovely Maxine saying impeach number nine. Impeach number nine. What in the world? Oh, my goodness. Vince, how about the $35 handed to Kavanaugh's protesters when they were forced to exit the hearing to cover fines they may have accumulated by being ticketed? Yeah, they're paying in advance. They're making sure they cover any expenses that the rent-a-mob may incur. Another person here saying there's also a very big difference between offense and defense, or suggesting an offense versus suggesting a defense. Yes, there is a difference here. And I think if you're going about your business and you have one of these protesters who does something to you, that's one thing. If you're going to go out in the street when these morons are out there doing what they do, provoking people, then you're on your own. It just doesn't make any sense to even go out there. This is why, you know, and this goes all the way back to the Klan marches. When the Klan has been marching in certain cities, I think the law enforcement and others and myself, you know, have been pretty much on the same page. Don't go out there. We don't need counter demonstrations. I don't need you to go out there and prove to me that you're not racist by standing against the Klan. These people are already marginalized. Just let them go out and do their thing and ignore them. And maybe if the media would do the same thing, it might help our case by just not showing up and giving them the media attention. But what did I tell you about the media? The story is more important than the issues. Always keep that in mind. It's pretty sad that things are that way. Coming up, a big high-profile name changing his party affiliation. What a joke. This person has deep pockets. We'll talk about it coming up. Oof. Johnny, you should be ashamed of yourself. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We'll have a story that definitely goes in the category of the profoundly ridiculous when we take a look at the day in history a little bit later on. I'll tell you, some people, you really, really have to wonder about them. I told you there was a high-profile name back in the news because this person was a Republican, and I would put that in air quotes, Republican. I'm referring to Michael Bloomberg. You remember years ago, he decided to run for mayor of New York. And what he did is he changed his registration to Republican to run. It's such a scam, such a joke. This guy is really the poster boy for progressives. Did I use that right? Poster boy. Since Maxine said it, it's appropriate for me to say that he's a poster boy. So this billionaire and also potential 2020 presidential candidate has announced he has re-registered as a Democrat. saying the party must provide the checks and balances our nation needs so badly. This, what amuses me about this, the checks and balances, which direction is this country going? Towards socialism. So, how is he going to be a check and balance? It's so moronic. It really is. He said at key points in U.S. history, one of the two parties has served as a bulwark against those who threaten our Constitution. 2 years ago, the Democratic Convention, I warned of those threats. Today, I've re-registered as a Democrat. I had been a member for most of my life because we need Democrats to provide the checks and balance our nation so badly needs. He declined further comment. Really? Because, you know, the question people were going to ask, are you going to run? He said, I'm just way away from where the Republican Party is today. Adding, he also doesn't fall in line with all of the Democratic Party's politics. Yeah, right. But we know which one he's closer to. Judged by the way he has registered. I just thought you would find this entertaining. Don't be surprised if billionaire Bloomberg jumps into the race on the Democrat side. I still hold out my prediction. And my prediction is it's going to be a celebrity on the Democrat side. I don't think it's going to be a politician. I think in their desperation, they're going to find another Trump-type person that they can run against him. So it'll take us to a totally different celebrity place. You know, we had the American Idol election, the celebrity apprentice election. 2020, who knows what that would be? I don't know. Maybe we can get somebody out of WWE. It could be the SmackDown election. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Now is probably a good time to take a look at the day in history as we venture down I-85 to our good friend Lonzo, who is very eagerly awaiting these questions. Good morning, sir.
I want to know how you know I'm eager. Can you see me? Because I don't think you can see me.
You can't see me. Yeah. Right.
Although you do have a new engineer there that I know who could probably rig it where you could see me. So,
you know, that's true. That is very true. Don't give him any ideas. We have three questions, only three, and then a ridiculous story to share with you. Starting with this question. Boy, how in the world do we give any hints on this one? 1845. The academy for this particular branch of the military opened in 1845. Which branch? Academy.
I heard that. I'm going Air Force.
Oh, no. All right, there's only a few more guesses. Johnny, Charles, want to chime in on this one?
In the Navy.
The Naval Academy, opened in 1845. 1973, this vice president resigned after being charged with tax evasion. Who was it?
Agnew.
Yes, it was Spiro Agnew. You're correct. At some point, no, I think I'll leave that alone. 2002, don't you hate when I do that?
Yes!
People are going to ask.
We all do. One of us.
What was he thinking? I may tell you on the program at some point. Just a kind of a prediction of mine at some point. 2002, Congress gave this president the okay to use force against Iraq. Which president was it?
Bush.
Bush. All right. And Lonzo goes 2-4-3. All right. What are the ridiculous stories that I have talked about with air travel? What are some of the really stupid things that people have done in regard to air travel? What's one of the dumbest trends that's getting traction these days?
Excessive gas.
Now, did you have to bring John into this?
I was going to say, what's wrong with that?
Well, you were saying something to him earlier, so guessing that it may have something to do with that.
Emotional support animals. And how this has really gotten way out of hand. Remember somebody was trying to take a peacock onto a plane? I mean, people just, you know, taking sugar gliders and other, it just, there's no end to the ridiculousness. How about this one? An emotional support squirrel. I'm serious. An emotional support squirrel. Here's what happened. This happened in Orlando. The Orlando Police Department was forced to remove a woman from a Frontier Airlines plane after she tried to take a squirrel on board, claiming it was an emotional support animal. Seriously, this woman did this.
Where was, did she have the squirrel on a leash, or was she carrying the squirrel?
I think it was in some sort of carrier, something like that. Well, here's what happened. The passenger noted in the reservation they were bringing an emotional support animal, but they did not indicate what kind of animal it was, according to the airline. According to its website, Frontier's policy reads, "We do not accept unusual or exotic animals, including but not limited to rodents, reptiles, insects, hedgehogs, rabbits, sugar gliders, non-household birds, or improperly cleaned and or animals with foul odor." Isn't it scary you have to tell people this, Lonzo?
How long did it take them to compile the list? Did they have to keep adding to it?
I'm curious about that, too, because somebody probably will stretch this.
The like, insect thing, I mean, I guess.
That's weird, too, isn't
spider?
It?
Spider? I don't know.
That is just crazy. Here's what's really sad about this. Not only did they have to take the woman off, everybody on the flight had to deplane because she refused to exit. So the police had to come in, and they had to get everybody off so they could deal with her.
And she should have let the squirrel go then.
Hey, do you remember the song Mississippi Squirrel Revival years ago by Ray Stevens? That would have been interesting. She let that thing loose. Oh, my goodness. So they took her off. And here's the worst thing. This woman was in a wheelchair. They took her off in a wheelchair. And she flashed a middle finger. Really classy, isn't it? By the way, a postscript on this story about the emotional support squirrel. You know, I mentioned some of the crazy things that people have done. There have been a lot of pictures, stories done. You know, I mentioned the woman who tried to take a peacock on board a flight in Newark, New Jersey. And that forced United to update their guidelines for emotional support animals. Several other airlines updated their policies, JetBlue and Delta. They've banned pit bulls. And I'm sure the pit bull crowd is really ticked off about this because those dogs have been singled out. Frontier is actually changing its policy for support animals beginning November 1st. They will only accept. Now, this is interesting. You know, remember the list we gave you earlier of what's banned? Frontier is only going to accept cats and dogs. And each passenger only allowed one animal, and they must give 48 hours notice before departure. So cats and dogs only. I mean, that will hopefully prevent some of the nonsense that we have seen on some of these adventures. Vince, I have an emotional support mosquito. What's the problem? Another person says, beavers always, squirrels never. Somebody else would like to know, ain't they banned those dadgum huskies yet? I would never do that to people, honestly. That's the last thing I would do is take my dog on a plane. First off, she would have hair on every single solitary passenger by the time that flight's over. Any case, I wouldn't want I would be nervous the entire time. I really would. That it would annoy somebody. Or, I don't know. If you need an emotional support squirrel to stay home, nobody wants you to visit them. Yeah, you're probably right about that. Just stay home. Let's see. Concerning the squirrel, I would have thought about Bullwinkle. I tried to take my emotional support Pit Viper on the plane, and those insensitive turds wouldn't let me on. I had it on a leash. Yeah, there's a great idea. Emotional support Pit Viper. That's good. Really good. Let's go out to Alan in Belmont. Good morning. Alan, are you there?
I am.
Yes, sir. Take it away.
You commented that maybe this ban would address some of this foolishness. It is, in my opinion, absolute ridiculous that any grown person would require the emotional support that an animal can give for the duration of a flight at any time at all.
Yeah, I think the idea is, and it's not just for this ride, but I assume they need this dog or whatever animal to go everywhere with them. If you've seen people have these emotional support animals, they take them everywhere, everywhere.
Well, it's ridiculous to believe that they cannot survive for the duration of the flight and have the animal put where normal animals would otherwise ride. It's ridiculous. It's no wonder we have the sociological problems we have in this country today. If we have to surrender cabin space, I would be absolutely irate. Absolutely irate if you sat next to me with your emotional support cat for a 44-hour flight. It's not reasonable. What about my emotional distress and support? I mean,
I hear you.
At some point in time, you have to say, look, pets go in the hold, people go in the cabin, and they are not the same. Animals are not the same as people.
Wow, you're preaching there, Alan. I get it. There are some people that are very adamant about this. To say the very opposite, Alan, they really believe animals are on the same level as people, and they'll treat them that way. I see it all the time. I do appreciate your very entertaining call, passionate call, man. And we've talked about this before. What about poor people who have allergies to certain animals? I mean, you're subject to that for whatever length of time that is. You know, if I know people are allergic to dogs or to cats, and being stuck in there in that cabin with recirculating air, it can't be a very good thing. Willie, this better be good. Take it away, sir.
Why don't we just bring a mouse and a cat, let her fight it out? Hey, listen. Listen to this. Whatever happened to, you know, I most of the people that have emotional problems are like well-to-do people. I mean, I've been in the business a little bit with people that are just struggling with, what should I get, an iPhone X or just an iPhone because my friend has one. What about poor people who struggle and get up in the morning and go to work and under all kinds of different conditions? You know what they do? They suck it up and they go to work. Maybe they come home and have a drink and relax. But all this is getting out of control, man. But anyway, look, man, I love you to death. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget now, when in doubt, make love. And I never leave her wondering. Never leave her wondering.
All right, Willie. Hey, appreciate your call. And you make a point there just about, you know, that something weird has happened in our society. Just think of all these inventions. We've talked about this before, about how, you know, years ago when you'd have a crisis that would happen, where do people find comfort, like at school? From their parents. And now we've got to call counselors in for everything, anything and everything. And it's the same thing now with this emotional support thing. What do we do before? What did these people do before emotional support animals? What is that again? Charles says cry. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you want to talk about this subject on the other side, feel free. We'll talk about it sometime. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.